It's no surprise to my listeners here that women's health is an absolute hot mess. Not only do we struggle to get diagnosed with really common things that we're starting to see more and more of, things like endometriosis, but we're also gaslit at every corner. It's very common if a young girl comes in to her doctor's office with painful periods, cystic acne, they're just told either you can continue to struggle through this or be put on a hormonal birth control pill. So what are we to do and how do we move forward in this really crazy, fraught with lots of politics drama that is currently women's health?
Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here.
Unfortunately, women's healthcare has been really a difficult place to navigate for a very long time. I had the privilege last weekend of being able to attend Guiding Stars annual conference. It was a brand new conference called the Fearless Future Conference. I say it's annual, but I actually hope it's annual. This was the first ever, and we were down in sunny Orlando, Florida, and it was such a great opportunity to network with women that are doing incredible things in this women's health pro-life space, but I just really wanted to spend a few minutes digesting some of my main takeaways with you all so that if you are active in the pro-life space or if you know somebody that is, you can connect them to some of these incredible resources. So for those of you that aren't familiar with Guiding Star Project, Guiding Star was started about 15 years ago by Leah Jacobson. Leah, by the way, if you have not heard of her, she wrote a wonderful book called Holistic Feminism. I highly recommend you give that a read. So Leah started Guiding Star Centers as a way to connect resources for women that were in crisis pregnancy situations or just struggling in general to navigate the their health journey. So whether that was, you know, navigating things like WIC services, how and where do I go if I need help paying medical bills? Where can I go if I've decided to keep a pregnancy that, maybe we don't have any other support? How do I find that support? Those kinds of things. And it's really beautiful what it's evolved into. They now have several centers throughout the U.S., and they really help with a plethora of women's health things. So you kind of name it at different centers, they're able to offer it. So their newest one is a birth center in the Tampa area. But they are really great allies to come alongside anyone that's working in the pro-life movement, because they're doing more than just simply helping women in that moment of crisis pregnancy. They're really trying to help make that situation where a woman's contemplating abortion unthinkable, right? And how do we do that? There's been lots of hearsay conversations about how do we move forward in the pro-life movement in this post-Roe world. But what I love about what Guiding Star is doing is that every time they open a center, they first start with education. So it's really the philosophy that if we are teaching women about their bodies and how beautiful and amazing their body is and that their body is good, that they will demand a different type of health care than what we're seeing at the doctor's office, right? It's very often that when someone is told at their doctor's office to either go on birth control or persist in the pain or whatever it is that they're experiencing in their cycles, that more often than not, I'll have the mother reach out to me. This may be from, a 14-year-old girl, it may be a 24-year-old girl. And why is this? Why aren't the girls reaching out? And, of course, there's several reasons there, but particularly when you're looking at, a 17, 18, 22-year-old, why are they not the ones that are saying, you know what, this isn't enough. I need more support than just this. And I really think part of it is because they truly don't know. But the mother has had enough time and enough experience. Usually by the time we have a 14, 15, 19-year-old daughter, we've had enough life experience to say, that's not good enough. There's got to be another answer, right? And we're also living in this generation of no longer implicitly trusting our doctors. My parents are the boomer generation, and they definitely saw that differently. Right, if they went to the doctor and the doctor said, this is what's wrong, you need to take this medication, they would say, okay, and go on their merry way. unfortunately, particularly in this area of women's health, that is just not always the case anymore. And part of that is the way that physicians are trained. They're not always given all of the resources themselves. You know, a lot of medical schools talk about when they introduce things like natural family planning and cycle tracking, you know, they write it off with the joke. I had a good friend who was a med student when my husband and I were learning to chart my cycles when we were engaged to be married. And our friend that was in med school said, "Oh, yeah, we've heard about natural family planning." My professor said, "The people that use it are parents." And then they moved right on. That was all they were taught. Now, fortunately, we live in a day and a time that there are some really amazing organizations that are out there supporting and promoting physician education of charting cycles and the ways that that can benefit them in their practice and how they can help support women. Unfortunately, this is not a top-down thing. This is actually a bottom-up. It's more of a grassroots movement. So there's a wonderful organization, if you're not familiar, called Facts About Fertility that Dr. Margaret Duane has started, and it's incredible. And their main mission is to educate residents, medical residents, in the benefits of cycle charting. So FACTS was represented at the Guiding Star Conference, as well as some other organizations that I just want to call out, and I'll put all of these in the show notes so you can take a look at them and see if there are ways that they may be helping you in the mission that you've been called to in this space of women's health, or whatever it is that you are really feeling placed on your heart to do and pursue in this time. So another organization that was represented there that's doing some really phenomenal work is Elevate. So this is my dear friend Katie Vidmar. Katie is, she equips pregnancy resource centers with things such as body literacy courses for them to be able to implement and give to their clients. Such a beautiful need. Katie actually talked at the conference about how, you know, when we educate women on how beautiful and good and amazing their body is, they start to demand better health care. And this is something I have seen firsthand as well. You know, how do we get to this place of feeling unwell and just taking a pill, and then that pill doesn't work, and then we need a backup fail-safe, which oftentimes is, you know, if contraception fails, we have to have an option such as abortion. Because we have people that are very against conceiving that are actively involved in intercourse. And so things of that nature that we can really kind of nip this in the bud before it even starts, right? Teaching girls how beautiful and amazing their body is. They treat their bodies differently, and what they allow to have happen is different in the regards of, you know, a relationship or just in terms of medications and that kind of thing. So that's another fabulous resource that was present at the Guiding Star Conference. But really, my main takeaway, I would say, is just remembering and recognizing that this is a movement and it's very much alive. And if you feel called to get involved in this movement of helping women see that they deserve more, they deserve better, of accompanying women that are in crisis pregnancies or have no support around them, whether that's, you know, related to pregnancy or just related to how they're supporting and you know, moving through their own health journey, whatever it is and whatever you're called to, there's so much amazing work being done. And yet we each have our own individual, unique feminine genius to contribute to this space as well. And that's something that I just love reflecting on when I get the opportunity to go to conferences like this. Personally, working with women, helping them to support their health and feel stronger and more capable and more energetic in their day-to-day so that they can go out and have more to give is such an amazing gift that I have been called to be able to witness in my work as a nutritional therapy practitioner. And also, prior to this, as my work as a crate and model fertility care practitioner, when I was teaching women how to chart their cycles, and they would have that aha moment of seeing, oh, this is what that was telling me, or this is why my body is doing what it's doing. When we can connect those dots and feel we're more educated about our body, we're then able to be empowered by what our body is doing. another example I love to use is weightlifting. I really like to lift weights. And after I have a really good workout, I just feel so empowered that my body was able to do that for me. Not unlike when I've had a baby, right? After a day, 2 days after you give birth, you feel horrible, to put it lightly, but so empowered. Look at what my body did. Look at what it is doing for me and with me, and how I can nurture and take care of it and give back to my body so that it can give more to me. So I just really want to encourage you, if any of these organizations are new or it piques your interest, go ahead, take a look, see what they're doing, and see how you can bring them into your community. Of course, always feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to connect people to these different resources.
Additionally,
as well.
If you are currently charting your cycles or would like to get started charting your cycles
in this day and age, and really so learning how you can work with your hormones instead of against them,
wanting to get that deeper level of education and knowledge about what your body's saying
and how you can move forward, balancing hormones through simple dietary changes or exercising with your cycle, you need to check out my cycle syncing workshop. It is completely free, and I would love to get it in your hands to really empower you to learn how you can know some of these warning signs that your body might need some additional support, or how you can dive deeper into really helping your body to balance itself and work with instead of against your body.